Nelson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, we have my good friend Joey joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Kennedy, say hey.
Hi.
Hey, Kennedy, how you doing?
I am very well. I love why you're calling us today. This is so cool.
Fantastic. And just a quick aside. I don't put cheese on my burgers, just so you know.
See,
we did talk about that on
necessary.
The show recently.
Yes. Everything's fine.
I don't know.
Are we still friends, Carson?
I don't know. I think you may have to. You may have to renounce your townieship.
It's just more cheese than you, and I don't think having cheese has anything to do with being a townie. Let's not forget, you ain't from there, son.
Okay, so I've known Joey for many years, and I guess it's been maybe a year or two now, embarked upon a new journey as a tour guide on the duck boats.
Which I love.
Not a tour guide. I'm a conductor.
Oh, my
quack,
God. That's
quack.
So good.
Quack, quack.
That's pretty good. So good.
And, Joey, you shared something. You had a goal for 2024 while you were being a conductor on the duck boats. What was that goal?
My kid and I, we keep track. We wanted to see if we keeping track of where the guests were coming from. They come from all over the world. And we were able to make a list. And my kid and I made a list. And we were able to get all 50 states so far this year. So we've had guests visiting from Boston, riding on my duck tours that have visited from all 50 states.
What was the last one?
The last one was Wyoming. Just had a guest from Wyoming last week.
So is it that when everybody gets on the duck boat, you're like, so where's everybody from? And then...
So yeah, as the tour goes around, we get stuck in traffic. You know, we have a little bit of traffic in Boston. We're stuck at a red light. And I'll ask, hey, where are you guys from? And they'll let me know where they're from. And I try to tie it into Boston to give it a little bit of history connecting where they're from to Boston. Sometimes I'm able to do it. Sometimes I'm not. And it's a nice little way where the guests get to find out where they're from. I've had people from 76 countries so far this year. 131 of the 351 cities and towns in Massachusetts.
Do you keep a little notebook up front?
It's all in my head.
Really?
After the tour, I write it down. I'll text myself because then my kid and I, we go home at night. We sit down. We have dinner. I'm a single dad. We'll look up the countries where these people come from, and we'll Google a little fact about them just to see where it is on the map. And, yeah, it's just a little fun little way that I get to learn and continue to learn and see where these people are coming from all over the world, all over our country to see our great city of Boston.
Okay, I'm not crying. You're crying. I sit with my son and we look up where the people were from.
Oh, Joey.
That is so cool. What a cool dad.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And what I found out about Wyoming, cool fact, was more people live in the city of Boston alone than live in the entire state of Wyoming.
Did you ever imagine yourself riding around on a duck boat every day as a job? What is that like?
It's not a job. It is so much fun. I have such great coworkers that work with me. We learn from each other. We interact with people. The windows are up. We're interacting with people out in the street. Everybody loves the duck boats. The kids love them because they're funny looking. They're great colors. The adults love them because obviously they associate them with the championships and the rolling rallies. So yeah, it's a fun interactive way being part of the city. It's not even a job. It's a great hobby, but yeah, it is a job.
Yeah, if I'm walking through the city and a duck boat passes, I'm always like, quack, quack.
Sometimes we get to quack back. There are some places we can't quack in the city. There's like no quacking zone. They're quactose intolerant, quack, quack. But there are sometimes we might be in the middle of a story or something. We can't just immediately stop the story if we're telling a historical story or something. And just in the middle of a story, we can't just drop it to quack at someone. But we do like to engage with the guests and the people out in the street as much as we can.
Did he say they're quactose intolerant?
They totally did, and I'm so here for that.
Quactose.
We need to share.
that just rolls off our tongue, right? I mean,
that's pretty good.
Quactose
pretty
intolerant.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Joey, I really appreciate you coming on, sharing the story. When I saw you posted the other day on social media, I was like, this is exactly what our Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
100%.
So, fantastic.
So, Joey, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Quack, quack. Can I get a quack, quack with a loop-de-loop, loop-de-loop?
Quack, quack.
There you go. Kennedy got it. How come Carson, you didn't quack? Come on, Carson, quack.
I was confused. I had no idea what was going on.
It's all right. He doesn't follow.
I was trying to decide if I was supposed to say the loop-de-loop or not.
Loop-de-loop. My character is Hot Wheels, so my character is loop-de-loop, like a Hot Wheels track does loop-de-loop. So when I say loop-de-loop, you say quack, quack. Ready? Loop-de-loop.
Quack, quack.
There you go.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Joey. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Love you, brother. Talk to you later.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, maybe you're just counting the states and countries that you interact with at your job and the people that you meet. I just love that story so much. Joey's just the best. He's really enjoying that work there on the duck boat.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Super cool. So if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. You can call or text us. You got something going on you want to share with us? We'd love to hear about it. Again, call or text 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, I don't know if you were like me, but every minute that I wasn't doing something else this weekend was glued to the television watching the Olympics, and we wasted no time getting our first gold medal, Team USA, in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay on Saturday, the first day of the games.
They're not catching Caleb Brutzel. They are not catching Caleb Brutzel.
Pretty amazing when you look back, and after night one here, Caleb Brutzel is going to have 8 Olympic medals, and all of them are going to be gold. The Americans get it done again. And it's the first for Team USA in Paris.
My favorite part of that is when they cut
to
Caleb's wife and baby. The baby's got the headphones on, right? And then Snoop Dogg is just there jumping up and down. Just
Snoop Dogg is standing there with the wife
everywhere.
And baby while the race is happening.
Yes.
It was just a moment. And apparently one of the four of those kids is Paula Eben from WBZ's nephew. I don't know which one.
Oh, really?
That's my understanding.
That is super
fun. I love the Olympics so much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just all weekend I was on the couch at 9 a.m. just highly invested in like female double badminton. Just for 2 weeks
I'm
in.
Mountain biking all day long.
Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.